And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 13th of November, 2013. It's the birthday of St. Augustine, born in what is now Algeria in the year 354. St. Augustine believed in original sin and used himself as an example by writing his Confessions, one of the first memoirs of Western literature. The World Wide Web is 23 years old today. The proposal for a new global system of interlinked documents on the Internet, published on this date in 1990, Tim Berners-Lee, a British computer scientist, and Robert Kalow wrote the proposal, including a prototype web page, which was nothing fancy, no pop-up ads, no social media, no emoticons, no funny cat videos. The sentence at the top of the page said, "The World Wide Web is a wide-area hypermedia information retrieval initiative aiming to give universal access to a large universe of documents." The web became available for use by the public in August 1991. The science fiction author Arthur C. Clarke had predicted it in a 1970 issue of Popular Science. He wrote that satellites would, quote, "bring the accumulated knowledge of the world to your fingertips, and people would access this through a machine that was a combination of computer, telephone, television, and photocopier, and it would deliver to a person all the information he needs for his everyday life." It's the birthday of Robert Louis Stevenson, born in Edinburgh, 1850, dropped out of school where he was studying engineering, and became a bohemian, hanging out with seamen and thieves and chimney sweeps. He wanted to live a life of adventure and sail the high seas, but his very poor health forced him to move to France, where the weather was supposed to be better, and where he met an American woman, Fanny Osborne, and when she traveled back to the United States, he followed her all the way to San Francisco and finally married her there. They traveled constantly, looking for a climate to improve his health. They tried Switzerland, Scotland, France, England, New Jersey, finally wound up on the Pacific island of Samoa. Stevenson's health kept failing, but he wrote constantly, on trains, in boats, in his bed. One day in the summer of 1881, he painted a map of an imaginary island for his stepson, and the map gave him an idea for the novel Treasure Island. He finished it in a few weeks, and the book would become one of the most popular adventure stories of all time, starring the one-legged pirate Long John Silver. A few years later, he wrote The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll, and Mr. Hyde wrote it in a single week. Stevenson's contemporaries saw him as one of the great writers of his generation. Henry James considered him an equal, but critics began to look down on him as a children's writer of adventure stories, except for the writer Jorge Luis Borges, who said, "If you don't like Stevenson, there must be something wrong with you." Here's a poem for today by Krista Lucas entitled Morning. The stillness, the radio's news, the scent of rain, my neighbor bending to pick up his newspaper in its orange plastic bag tossed on the step, the cars all heading this way or that, a fine spray beneath their wheels, vapor rising from sidewalks, and the light of the eastern sun slanting long as if there's all the time in the world. Morning, a poem by Krista Lucas from her collection Fans of My Unconscious, published by the Black Rock Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.